Hey Ken, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing well. It's early, but I'm getting going. Yeah,
Yeah.
we're in Southern
Where you guys?
California.
Oh, it is early for you. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's 7:15. I literally just walked in and my representative goes, "Hey, I got a listing and we need help." I'm like, "Okay." Couldn't even get the coffee first. It's okay.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll bring me one. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. And I cut her off just a little bit. Didn't mean to. And I said, well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, what's this going to cost me? Because, see, I just started this.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even dug the first bucket of dirt up yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got three contracts. But I'm waiting on permits and weather. So, she said that she had to talk to John. Is that you?
Yep. I'm the boss. So okay. They can't reduce any pricing structures until they run it by me. We just have limits, and sometimes they don't understand what the limit is from the wholesale cost of it. So I got to make sure
mm-hmm.
they don't offer you something under that. You know, we can't lose money. We could help you
well,
guys out.
Well, then I need to talk to her then. Let's go under that limit. Heck. Put her back on the phone. Hurry.
I'll do the best I can. I mean, if you could afford anything like Home Advisor by Angie's List, then this should be nice and feasible for you.
I'm not too sure about Angie's List. I don't know if I've made a mistake with that or not.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's the difference, right? So our company, we're partnered with Google, been in business since 2004. We build your business's Google business profile. So you have your own listing, right? We build your .com
mm-hmm.
website, you know, Ken Farron, Bobcat, and excavatorservices.com, right? Is it Fannin? Fannin is the last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But we basically build your business's online listings. We're not putting you on our site and then putting ourselves on Google and then selling you the leads that we're getting from being on Google. That's not how
mm-hmm.
we operate. That's how Home Advisor by Angie's operates. Right? They put you on their site. They put themselves on Google. They get a lead. They sell you the lead. The lead will go to three or four other guys. They charge you whether you get it or not. So it's not exactly... Not exactly fair to you. They're kind of diminishing your odds of getting it. I almost relate it to buying scratchers, like at the gas station. You know, you pay this fee, you get a phone number, you dial it, you figure out if you want or not. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. With this, we're listing you independently on the first page, and we make it so that if people look up a service you provide and they're within 50 miles of you, they'll see you as a top recommended option on Google. Those three guys next
okay.
to the map there. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. And
no, I've never really looked up Google services like that. I've used it for a lot of things, but never for that type of thing.
Yeah, the search results page on Google is the same, though. I mean, even if you look up pizza, you know, you're going to get the map's going to pop up, and they're going to say, hey, these are the three top recommended pizza companies near you. You know, it's
yeah.
right next to that. So, we do that for you locally. It's called the Google Places placement. And the reason that those are so beneficial to your business is there's only three guys that show, you know. And so they're limited on the options. And 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't want to go past the first page. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look in your industry before they pull the trigger, start calling people. So it's the same thing Home Advisor is using to get the lead. That's why I told you know, oh, you'd do well with this. Yeah, but you don't have the lead fees. So you usually wind up saving money but getting a lot more job opportunities and bang for your buck because you're not capped out on a budget, right? Like if you set a $350 budget with them, I think it gets you like 13 to 15 leads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you spend $300 and get on the first page of Google, and you're unlimited on the amount of leads. You know, we have a excavating contractor. It's up there now. It's getting about 3 or 4 calls a day just for excavating.
Hmm.
Right. So totally different ball game. And those leads are the live homeowner on the line. So you don't have to worry about trying to get them on the line. They're calling you directly. So it's just a completely different ball game. But there's no other charges throughout the month. You don't incur any other lead fees, click fees, call fees. Like I said, we also build your own website, your own Google business profile. And that's very valuable to the company for people to be able to look up this business and make sure it's real. So those are tools you keep, you know, even if you leave the first page placement later. I don't think you will. I think you'll love it and use it as a long-term solution, but you know, it's just food for thought. There's a lot of long-term benefits and credibility factors that come into play when you do our services or when you put yourself on the first page of Google. So, but I subtly snuck the number in there. Did you hear the 300 part? So it's usually about 299. I could get it down to 249 exactly. That's as close to our wholesale cost on everything as possible with us having to build the website for you, but I could lock in at that price and structure. And then, like I said, all these things, you know, these are long-term branding tools that you'll have. It's kind of like your digital business card, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, do you have a number I can contact you?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because I haven't received the first from Angie yet.
Oh, really? Well, that's good, though. Yeah. Maybe you could still get out of that before it's too late.
Oh, I got a 30-day. If I don't land a job within 30 days, they cancel and give me all my money back, so...
Yeah, those guys, they could sign up like 10 people in the same area. You know, the last time we had a position available on the first page was 11 months ago. It was January of this year.
Yeah.
You know, I know if your money's green, you could always start and stop that and go back to it and buy those leads. I mean, I could get a Bobcat and get the same leads they're selling you today if I wanted them. I just got to sign up and pay them, you know. There's nothing.
Yeah, what I basically, my primary thing is septic system installation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I do anything that can be done with an excavator, I'll do it, you know, so.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing
about that.
These Google advertising, there's a lot of things I haven't touched on yet. So, you know, we actually list you on the first page of Google for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So, septic system installation or repair, you can actually be found for those services as well. That would just be 2 of the 15 keywords, installation and repair.
Yeah, well, I don't do repair. I just install new.
Okay. Well, perfect. I mean, obviously every client we sign up, what we do is we customize the marketing strategy to them. So we only show you in areas that you're willing to go to, and we only show you for the services that you provide. That way we know the calls that you're getting are people who have looked up the services that you provide, and they have to be within those areas in order to even get your number and be able to contact you in the first place. So you don't have your phone ringing with nonsense all day long. They're qualified job opportunities. But outside of just that, you know, we do a submission that puts you on the first page of Bing, the first page of the Amazon Alexa device search results if they use Amazon Alexa, and also Apple Safari. So if they're searching on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, if they're on an Amazon Alexa device, whatever method they use, they're going to be able to get you as a top recommended option if they're within your service area. And then we also, I already mentioned the .com website, but we actually create a Facebook business page for you too and run Facebook ads through that. So if they're looking for any of your services there, they're going to be able to see you, whether it's septic excavation or just Bobcat services, they'll be able to see you. They give you the same 15 keywords on that. And then there's Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So we're not talking about putting all your eggs in one basket and having you pay for one lead at a time. We're talking about building your company's entire online portfolio. Obviously, we want to put, you know, work examples up there, get a logo built for you, things like that. But, you know, you're going to have about 10 different ways of being able to generate a customer when you're using our services versus, yeah. You know, like I said, all your eggs in one basket and you're paying for each one, whether you get it or not. So I'm really confident if you give it a shot and you compare these two side by side, what you're doing with the Home Advisor over the next 30 days going into the new year here and mm-hmm. working with us as a Google partner, it'll be pretty obvious. I mean, it's not going to be any rocket science. The math will, you know, be pretty obvious on what's going to be the best long-term marketing solution for your company.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to keep track of everything. We have a tracking system that shows you, you know, all the jobs we bring in and where they came from and how they found you. So you have full transparency on what you're making from us and our services versus them and their leads, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we win that battle 10 times out of 10. That's why I'm throwing it out there, and we're offering it month to month with a discounted pricing structure, because it's like there's no way you have people call you directly and you say, I want to go back and get these leads that are asking me to cut the price in half.
Yeah.
So choice is yours. You know, we have the availability to do this, but, you know, once they fill that spot, then we don't have the availability to put you up there anymore. We got to roll with the guys that we have.
I understand. Well, give me a number. I can call you back in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I texted
her. I appreciate it. I agree. I think, you know, I probably have made a mistake with those other folks. I didn't feel good about the get-go.
Hold on now. So it's better than doing nothing, you know. If you don't have the opportunity to put yourself on the first page of Google, then that's not a bad idea. It's better. I mean, you got to have some skin in the game somehow online, and people got to be able to look you up. They got to look you up, you know. They're going to want to make sure you're real and not some random you know, person. So, don't beat yourself up about that, but you do have an opportunity to do something that's going to generate a lot more job opportunity and save you a lot of money, you know, by having that set flat rate of just $249 each month for all these services and the website and everything.
Yeah.
You know, so try to make you an offer that you can't refuse is what I'm really trying to do here. But
I appreciate it. I don't know how I need to get rid of one before I pick up another.
So I can respect that. I was the kind of guy who used to have three or four of them at a time, you know, and they get you into some hot water after a while. They start finding out about each other and start fighting.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Google advertising anymore, but my younger days. So, but I get that. You don't want to stretch yourself too far, but at the same time, you don't want to miss the opportunity, you know? One of them could be your wife.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. I like yours a lot better. I don't know why I feel stupid for what I've done, but I'm going to...
It's not dumb. It's not dumb at all.
I'm going to... Let me call you right back. I will call you right back. I'm going to call them up. I'm not satisfied with this. I didn't get anything. They told me I'd have numbers coming out my wazoo as soon as I opened it up, so...
Yeah, you tell them that, though, they're going to start throwing a bunch of leads at you that might not be high quality or ready to go, you know, just to get you something and try to appease you. And then you got the lead fees, you know, they're going to start charging you fees if you do it that way. So if you have your heart set on, hey, I'm only going to go with one and you want to go with this, you know, I definitely recommend securing that position. Because my representatives like Tara, they just keep calling out till the spot fills. And you could always discontinue Home Advisor by Angie. If that's not the route you want to go, you could always discontinue it. You don't have to keep paying for it if you don't want it.
Yeah, well, with Angie's this, I can turn it off.
Yeah.
And not get charged anything, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. But the point that I'm trying to make is... If you go onto the computer right now or your smartphone and you just type in septic installation, just like a potential customer or excavating contractor. There's really only three of those spots on the first page, and there's just one that's open right now. And so once that spot fills, there's no placement that I could provide for you, and that's the moneymaker. That's really what the moneymaker is. If you compare the Google advertising to Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Facebook, all these other things we do for you, Bing, you know, the website pretty much doesn't even matter if you don't have the placement, you know, because then the right people aren't even seeing the site, you know. So the website is what builds that pipeline of business for you and gets the eyes on you regularly. That's just what everybody uses. You know, if you have a septic emergency and you need installation, or same thing with excavating jobs, need help, you're just going to pull out your phone and Google it. It's like the modern day Yellow Pages, you know, except for it's not in alphabetical order, you know, it's a paid ad.
Yeah, because you usually get to talk to somebody
right then and there.
You know, right now. Instead of going around in circles about things,
We live in this young world of instant gratification, so it just kind of puts you right in their back pocket any moment they need you. It's kind of like having a 24/7 sales rep for your company. You know, anytime somebody looks up what you do, they show up and they say, hey, here's the website, here's the reviews. Ken's been doing it for this long, you know. You could trust this guy. We've already verified him. Here's his number. You know, it's almost like a direct word-of-mouth referral right there anytime they look it up. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find an employee that can generate clients for you, as well as being on the first page of Google does, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to, like I said, I'm positive that your way is the way to go.
Yeah, it's been the most profitable way for the last 17 years, you know.
Yeah.
Google advertising has been the number one way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years. And it's just because it took over, you know. Before that period, Yellow Pages was still a thing. Yellow Pages is obsolete now. You know, they created a YP.com, and they operate under Google.
Oh, is that where that came from? Okay.
Yeah, YP is Yellow Pages. So it went all digital, and then they operate under Google. They got bought out. So Google is the United States primary directory service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going to be.
And again, you know, long term too. I don't want you to think just now. You know, the decision of doing this or not doing this could have lasting effects, you know, well beyond, you know, the present. I mean, if we start working on this now, fast forward 6 months from now, you know, now you have 20, 30 reviews versus right now somebody try to look up your name, they can't even find it on Google. It doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Not one of those things you want to just put on the back burner, and then you got a $50,000 job on the line, and they're going, "Who are you? What have you done? Let me see your work. Let me look you up." You know, and they can't find anything. You just lose the opportunity altogether. So, I know maybe $249 might sound like a lot for you right now, but hindsight's 20/20. I mean, the kind of work that you do, if over the next month even, you know, you're slow about things or cherry picking things.
Yeah.
You just take one of them. It'll offset the cost of it for, you know, the next 2 months. I know the excavation jobs are going, I know the weather's horrible, but going $1,500 up just to get the machine going usually. I mean, the work's not cheap right now if they do have you out there doing anything. So,
okay, well,
yeah, that's actually a really good point.
My gut tells me I should do this, you know.
Well, I don't know if you're
a really guy,
but you got to get really lucky. You got to not only be on the qualified candidates list for it when it does become available, but it's got to become available, and there's a lot of guys in your area that do what you do. So some guys, these positions open up, and they're on the list right now for us to call today, and we're not even going to make it that far down the list, you know. So there's definitely some grace involved in it.
All right, let's say I tried it for 4 or 5 months and I don't like it. How do I get out of it?
Oh, you just call in, you cancel. We don't hold anybody hostage. We're not going to keep putting your business up there if you don't want it up there. You just let us know and we discontinue the service. Like I said, you keep everything. Okay. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We'll just stop doing the programming that's keeping you on the first page, so your calls will slow down quite a bit.
$250 a month. Okay, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Ken. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that, then you're going to be just fine here. All right, so I'm going to create your account. On Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah, I'm getting a new phone number for the next 48 hours, but I can use this one.
Okay, well, I'll send you, I already shot you that text there with my direct number. And when you change your number, you just text it over to me, or you could call in and I could update it for you.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And what's your email address, or I could send you the receipt and everything in writing.
Okay. It's, my first and last name.
Ken
Fannin.
Oh, just Ken.
No, just Ken.
Okay.
Yeah, Ken Fannin, 52.
Mm-hmm.
At iCloud.com. If you have a hard time understanding me, I can understand. I've got a sore throat to kill a horse.
You're fine. I woke up about an hour and a half ago, and I'm still a little foggy myself. I got two little boys, and they're, if I don't unplug the Christmas tree, they'll just sit there until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, I know the feeling.
Yeah. It's that time of year, so it's worth it though, but it's just, yeah, I'm not getting much rest these days. Okay. And then, what's the street address for your business where Google can send you a card in the mail? It's called a PIN verification letter.
Okay. It's, 11212. It's an odd number.
Okay. 11212?
Yes, it's 11212.
Mm-hmm.
State Route 771. And it's Leesburg,
got
Ohio.
It. 45135.
That's me.
All right, I got you. I'm going to hide this address. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your doorstep or anything like that, but they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. And sometimes if there's a problem with receiving mail there, or if they tell us it's going to take a long time, they'll send you a number via text message, and they'll have you just verify the number so that we know it's you. But usually the mail is the route they go because they want to make sure you're physically out there. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business
okay.
is. All right. And then,
now,
mm-hmm.
you guys, just one second. Now, what is the name of your guys' company?
It's called Local Splash.
Local Splash, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like water, splash. Local,
yeah.
And then like, yeah. Here, let me show you. Give me 1 second here. Did you get my first message?
Let's take a look here. Yes, I did.
There you go. I sent over our reviews and everything. We're partnered with Google. We're right next to Google here in Southern California. And we've been in business for 20 years. So we founded in 2004. So you got a team of about 450 people here. And we're going to use our 20 years experience and all these online tools to generate as many leads and job opportunities as we can for you each month. So you keep using that Google advertising.
Okay.
So, a more clear way I could put it. I mean, we just want to try to generate as many jobs as you can so that you keep giving a piece of the pie to Google. Suggesting.
Yeah.
That's our whole role as the Google partner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you a question here. Does Google do this direct instead of going through you?
Google does provide ads, which is pay-per-click and Google Guarantee. They're services that we also provide here as a Google partner. You can get Google verified directly through Google, but as far as a local listing, they outsource it to us.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I didn't know.
I'm just being transparent with you. So, like, if you
I appreciate that. So.
Google Ads, they could set you up. You'd have to maintain it on your own. You'd probably still want a professional to do it, so you're not just burning money, you know. And then they also have a pay-per-lead system, and you also want that one professionally maintained still, too. But you could do those ones on your own. There are some business owners that go through the 9-month course to get the Google certification, and then they opt to run the ads on their own. I don't know why, because it's just so time-consuming. It's just better to pay the price, and you have multiple heads on it making sure it's working, and you can focus on other things. But, you know, some of them just really want the transparency, and I get that. You know, usually it's easier to justify the expense when you know all the ins and outs of what we're doing and bringing to the table for your company, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but this particular listing you wouldn't be able to get without going through us or the premier Google partners to get it. So.
I see.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I have your business profile created here. We are going to build you a website, Ken. Do you have a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, you can send those over to us at your earliest convenience here. I'll shoot you this email address. Are you tech savvy? You can be honest with me if you're not. I have guys that are like 75, 80 years old, had this roofing company for like 40 years, and I've been working with them for like 10 years.
Well, I'm semi-tech savvy,
Yeah, okay.
I'm 72, so.
Okay, yeah. I actually have a client of mine named Kenneth, and he's the first client I ever signed up. We've been working with him for almost 12 years now, and he's a roofing contractor in the DFW area of Texas in Dallas-Fort Worth. He's like that, you know. Most of the time I talk to him, he just starts talking about golf and all kind of other stuff. Doesn't have to do with work. He'll call in for one thing, and then we're just talking, you know. But, yeah, that's totally fine. We're able to make it work for him, too. You know, as long as you can answer the phone and once we have it all up and running, obviously, as long as you can answer the phone and make sure you're getting good reviews, and you'll be fine. We just try to nail it down to get these people to call you. You know, we don't want you jumping on a computer every night doing anything fancy. It's our job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I like that part of it.
Yeah, and that's a big reason, too, why Google has the partners, you know. Otherwise, most business owners aren't going to be able to utilize the advertisement. You know, a lot of guys are great contractors, but, you know, I have a hard time getting the computer even up and running. So, you know, rather than their business lose out, Google goes, okay, you know, we got a whole team of guys here to take care of them, make sure it's working, and then they can focus on doing what they do best. It's a team effort.
Okay.
All right. But I did send you that email. If you are able to, and if you can, send in as many photos and things that you have. You know, the more content, the better, and we'll apply that towards the website, make sure it looks nice.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So I have everything set up here. Assuming your hours are the same, right? Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 12, and Sunday, 11 to 6. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead and lock those in for you. And then what would be the best time to do an interview with you, Ken? Or we could customize everything. We'll go over all your services. I know you do the septic stuff, the excavating stuff, and the bobcat stuff, but you do about 15 different keywords, and we want to go over the area you cover, make sure we customize it and get the website going. Sounds complicated, but it's just a phone call. They'll ask you some questions. It'll be about 30 minutes.
How about this afternoon? How about sometime in the afternoon or evening?
Yeah, yeah. I got 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
6 to 7, that'd be great. Okay. That's my time?
Yep, right. Eastern Standard. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3 to 4 here.
Okay.
That's our latest slot here. We usually go 7 to 4 Pacific Standard. But we have 24/7 customer service, so... Now that you'll be an active client, you can call in any time. You just dial that number I've been texting you on, that 877 line, and you hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator there for you. You might as well save that to your phone if you can.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, because basically everything that has to do with your online listings is going to go through here, with the exception of Home Advisor. So I've kind of put a package together where – we're like a one-stop shop for you. We're doing your website, the Facebook, the Yelp, the Yellow Pages. Oh, you got it all on
okay.
One roof. Okay. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
Let me look here.
Okay. I sent you a calendar invitation to your iCloud for the appointment this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I set it up to text you 1 hour before, so you'll get a text message at about 5 o'clock as a reminder, and then they'll call you at 6.
Okay. Well, on my business account, the bank messed up my – well, the bank didn't. I'll take that back. The post office lost it.
Mm.
And they're sending me another card.
Mm-hmm.
Was thinking, well, you can secure it using
any Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. If it's got your name on it, when I send over the invoice, I'll have the business name on it, and you'll still be able to write it off here in about a month when you talk with your CPA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bear with me just a second here.
Okay.
I'd like to change, I'm going to give you this, my personal card, but I'm going to switch it over to, when I get my new card, I'm going to switch it over to that account.
Yeah, that's fine. I know you already said the phone number will probably be changed here too, so... whenever you get the new phone number and the card, it's just a phone call. You have my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service, so you just let us know, and we'll get in there and switch it out for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to give you a card number here.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
5424-3201-9547. 8440.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/27.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
212.
All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line, Ken. It says, welcome to Local Splash. It's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Yes, it's Ken Fannin, Bobcat and Excavating Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Ken Fannin, owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. It says, to get results as fast as possible, Ken, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, we're not saying that you got to cancel anything or that you can't add anything after today, but we do want to avoid you paying for anything else. And we don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you. So if you do get contacted, and it's something you're considering, just double check with us before you pay for it so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing. But pretty much anything online is going to be paying for something we're already doing. I mean, I really put together a package here. I'm going to send you the receipt and everything in writing so you have documented everything we're doing. But you shouldn't need anything else, honestly, the way I've set this up. I tried to cover all your bases so that way we keep your overhead low, and it just puts us in a good spot to see you come back every month instead of, you know, building all this stuff and losing you next month, you know. So.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Should I give you a lot of bang for your buck here? Okay. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months, but it is a month-to-month service, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract with us. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 11th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but you'll keep this discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. Okay, that'll never go up or change on you. And then it says,
I have a question for you.
Sure.
How long am I going to be on the front page?
Consistently. We keep you up there for your 15 keywords or phrases that you'll select during your client interview today.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep you up there consistently. That's the whole point of what you pay for, you know, and that's what drives the traffic and the phone calls. I mean, obviously, you're paying for us to build your website and build all this stuff for you, but if you were to leave us, you keep those things, and then the optimization stops. So initially, the first month, we do all the heavy lifting, I guess you could say, and then after that, we're just maintaining the placements and making sure that you're showing up as a top option. So it's a good question, though. You know, you don't want to, hey, I signed up for this. I was up there for 2 days. That would be crazy. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, we got to get you Google verified, obviously. Every business has to be verified. So I'm sure they probably already sent you the text messages with the Google verification form and everything. But I'll get to that. Just a second. Let me finish up this part. So it is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day at the discounted price, $249. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We just want to be able to stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, if you go to your text messages there, it's also going to be sent to your email as well. We send them to both. That way we're sure you have it.
Okay. Well, I've got a message here. Mm-hmm. 1043.
Oh. 1043. That one's here the email address. You'll get a username and a password, and then you'll also get a Google verification form. And it's pretty easy. I know you say you're tech savvy, but so you should be fine, but it comes across as like a link and you just click on it and it'll take you to the form and you got to fill it out there on your mobile device. You could also pull it up on the PC, but it's usually easier to fill out on the mobile device because it might ask you for like any kind of license or insurance or business registration you have. And usually when you get to that portion, there's just a little button that says upload file and it'll flip around to your camera when you click on it. And if you have the picture in your photo album, you could just tap on that, or you could snap a picture of the license or what you do have and send it in.
Okay.
So that's their way of doing it. And then if anything's missing, then they opt for the video call, which, you know, that might end up being an option. We'll basically find out how tech savvy you are, and if it's difficult or slowing things down, then we'll just video call and verify you over the phone with the Google headquarters.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what, some days some of this stuff just click.
Yeah.
And some days I type better with my elbows, you know?
I hear you. Yeah.
So
sometimes I see guys, I'm out on the golf course and they're pecking with one finger. I go, oh yeah, you're that generation. And they start laughing at me.
Oh, that's me.
The one finger, you know, you got the little guys over here. They look like I got 10 thumbs going at once. Yeah.
Yeah. You ought to see my grandkids. They type so fast in these things. I don't know how they do it.
I know it. I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and my 3-year-old knows how to use the tablet. He jumps on there and he already knows the year he was born. He goes 2021 because that's the password for the tablet. So he already he'll get it. It's the funniest thing, man. He'll go get the stool and get up on the counter and grab it, turn it on, punch the code in. Then he goes over to YouTube, starts searching for videos. Like a little man. It's nuts. Yeah, but I got to be very careful about what they watch. You know, you got crazy stuff going on in the world these days. Try to just keep them on the cartoons. But okay. Okay.
I'll be right there. Bye, Dante. My wife's let me know my granddaughters are here, so.
No problem. Yeah, we're basically good to go. I just wanted to assure you that if you do have any issues with it, you know, that would be the time to call us. You know, you got a team of guys here that will walk you through it and make sure everything's working. The only time they're going to be bugging you really is the first couple weeks as we're getting everything up and running. And then once we have it all up and running, it's just a matter of answering the calls and making sure you're taking care of these people, getting good reviews, and everything else will just fall into place.
Yeah, I'll be helping. If they call me, they'll get good service out of me, I assure you.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. You know, I know the good old boys when I hear them, you know, so I always, I do a good job of cherry picking. That's why they have me here.
Never done it, you know, anyway, it's going to be all right. You know, I know it will be, so.
Yeah. They just have me here to kind of look for the right people, you know. Sometimes you get these guys, you call them, and they got a thick accent, and they're not legitimate, and it's like, okay, I know we're gonna part ways. So it's kind of like an extra security, make sure we're getting the right people out there. Google's gonna vouch for them. But all right, Ken, I know you got the lady there, so it sounds like you got family and some things to tend to. So I'll let you get back to your day.
Yeah.
Look out for our phone call, okay? We're going to circle back with you between 6 and 7 this afternoon and interview you.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you then. If you need anything, just give me a shout.
I will. I promise you that. So.
Yeah. That's okay. I told you earlier, you know, the guys that know what we're doing are the happiest, and they don't have a problem paying for it, you know. So I don't have a problem breaking things down for you. So you know what we're doing for your company.
Okay, cool.
All right, Ken.
I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.